Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, which means it is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw and my wonderful co-host, KD and Lady Q. We're bringing it to you every Tuesday night, real issues, real topics, and real conversations. I'm going to have my co-host welcome each and every one of you that are listening, whether it's live via phone or via our web. So, Lady Q, say hello.
Hey, hey. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And KD.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
We want to give a shout-out to our military, all of our military, active, reserved, retired, veterans, whatever it is, whatever you've done, we thank you for, you know, risking your life for us, for doing what you do, going places that we are very thankful for, that we don't have to go to. I'm very thankful. I'm a military semi-brat. I had a military father and some other family members, but we definitely, you know, thank you each and every day for risking your life so that we can have the freedom and the other things that we have today. So we thank you. Labor Day, one of our last long weekends, was this past weekend. I don't know about my two co-hosts, but I spent it preparing for school today. Today was the first day of school, so I want to shout out to all educating individuals who are going for what you're going for, whether it's a diploma, your first grade certificate, your PhD, your master's, your associates, your high school, your fifth grade graduation. Oh, wait, you know what? Let's even take it one more step. Even before that, the most important step is how about those preschoolers, those pre-K who are just crossing the door from mommy and daddy, auntie, grandma, to, oh, my God, I'm joining all of these tall people and these big, and, oh, my God, I am not with mommy every single day. I'm not by her hip anymore. So we definitely want to shout out to anybody who has children, or if yourself, like our wonderful co-host, Katie, is going to school, we shout out to everybody because education is power. Power is education. It's knowledge. Get it. Keep it. Keep on moving. So we definitely shout out because, like I said, today for my area was first day for my little girl. She started first grade, and my little man, who isn't really much of a little man, he started fifth. So definitely shout out to them and to our co-host who is moving on up in the world of education. Yes, okay. either one of my co-hosts want to give anything to the two shout-outs that we just did, the military or the education, or both. Go for it.
I just want to tell everyone out there that's, you know, going for their education, just keep on pushing. And I know sometimes it gets hard and it gets frustrating and you feel like giving up, but don't give up. Just keep striving. It's worth it at the end. Definitely.
Awesome, awesome. Lady Q, anything?
I am also a military brat. All three of my parents, my stepdad, my dad, and my mom are in the military, and currently my little brother, who is not so little anymore, 21, he's in the military currently, so I want to shout out to all military veterans and current, and also give a little shout out to my little nephew, Mari, he is one of those preschoolers. So he just started going to preschool today with his first official full day.
Aww.
With a full classroom. He was really excited. So shout out to him.
Yay. See, definitely. See, I didn't even know that. When I said that, I was just like, all of a sudden, I was just like, wait, you know, you guys do the preschoolers too, you know, because there's a lot of those little kids, and some of them go half a day, some go full days, some go all 5 days. I mean, that's a big step for them. So, and you know, my daughter, when she went, we did all day, 5 days a week. So she went from being mommy's sidekick, you know, from birth to 4 years old, mama's sidekick, wherever mama went, there she was. If it was kid friendly or I can do something, whatever I was doing, if it was a shoot and she could come and, you know, whatever it was, then she was there. To all of a sudden, oh, wait, I went from being with mom all day long, 7 days a week, to being in school 5 days a week. So that's a big step for them. That's, you know, so definitely shouting out to our little people, because our little people are, whew, our future.
That's funny. You say that with a little bit of inspiration.
Well, yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, we've had this talk before where we talked about giving back to our kids and mentoring. And Katie, you can chime in there too because you know what I'm talking about. You don't even have to have kids.
You don't have to have kids.
But come on now, y'all know what I'm talking about. And I don't know if it's really the little ones now, because they're still forming, you know, but it's those ones in between, and I'm excluding my two co-hosts here, but it's those that are like at the 19, 20, 21s, the 18, 17, 16, 15-year-olds. about the 15 to maybe 25. Maybe range that they just, I don't know. I'm scared. I am literally, utterly, and I'll say, yes, I'm saying it. I'm scared. I have no clue. And they're part of our future. And I'm really scared about that 10-year gap right there of how and what and where, all the journalist questions. They're going to be when they get older, because a lot of them are, we've said it before, you know, on the show, on one of our shows, I don't even know which show it was, but about how they're, you know, lazy and it's all the me factor. Everything's owed to them, you know. I mean, I love my sister dearly. She's 19. Thank the Lord, graduated from high school. She went straight from graduation into a full-time job, well, part-time, full-time for the summer. And that sucker ended last week. Yeah, I know what I'm about to say. My mom and I are like, all right, what you getting ready to do? We're like, okay, look, it's only Tuesday, and we're both going, all right, she's been in that bedroom. You know.
Time to get it right, get on track.
You know, y'all know what I'm saying. I'm like, it's Tuesday, and we're like, you know, granted, it was a holiday weekend, but it's like, it's Tuesday. You know, like, get your butt up. Go out there and apply for something. And if you keep talking about going to school, then get your butt up. And
Go sign up for school.
So I'm scared because she ain't the only one. She'll be talking to her friends. And this is like, y'all know how they are. I mean, we're glued to our phones and stuff and computers. But they are glued to their phones. I mean, the stuff is, I feel like they sleep with it. You know what I'm saying? They ours will put on the nightstand beside us. You know, if it goes off, we'll look, go. You see what time it is? Mm-hmm. If it better be, you know, if I'm picking that stuff up, it better be life-death situation at 3 o'clock in the morning. They hop up. Hey, like, they were already up. I've heard her. I've gone to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she'd be still going, and I'm like, did the child even go to bed yet? So, yeah, I'm scared, y'all. I'm sorry. But as far as our little ones, you know, my 6-year-old, the 10, Lady Q, your kids, I don't know. They have a different drive. I see it already. They have a different drive. You know, and this is a perfect time because, you know, they see things totally different, you know, with, like, you know, President Obama, we're in election year. my daughter's already, you know, she sees him on the TV and she's like, President Obama, you know, it's a natural thing for them to see. Whereas when we were all coming up,
right,
you know, we were like, oh, God, we wonder if there's even going to be a woman president. It may not be in my lifetime type of thing. Oh, we wonder if it'll be a black president. Oh, maybe not in my lifetime. You know, and we got one out of the two in our lifetime. You know, in their minds, they're going to grow up and go, okay, no big deal. You know, but it's still going to make them do it. It's still going to make them go, okay, I'm going to be president too. You know, it's just a difference. That's all. And that's why that little pause of, yeah, I'm scared. That's what it was all about. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all laughing at me. They ain't saying nothing, ladies and gentlemen. But y'all, even the ones who are listening, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all just sit back. Y'all like, okay, y'all, I'm probably saying everything that y'all are probably thinking. And that's why y'all ain't saying nothing. But that's okay. I don't mind putting myself out there. Go right ahead. Does somebody get all upset with me? Fine.
I just want to give out a shout out to, since we went on the politics a little bit, because the DNC is in Charlotte, which is only 20 minutes from my house. I'm so excited. Unfortunately, I don't get to go to any of the festivities, and it is on lockdown. I'm not sure if I would want to go up there. They're doing all kinds of searches and whatnot, but thank goodness that everybody will be safe.
But exactly. Exactly,
that
topic, definitely.
Give my usual spiel, vote, people, vote, we'll vote, vote, vote. There's some craziness that's coming out. They've got this, the Republicans, and I am an independent, but I'm voting for Barack Obama. Just so everybody doesn't think, oh, she's a Democrat going to bash the Republicans. I'm just stating facts. There is a new slogan out there that they have that they're going with, I guess, for this week. It's called Keeping America American. Mm-hmm. And that's offensive on several levels, because what are you trying to still say about our current president? And that was the 1922 slogan of the Ku Klux Klan,
AKA,
and it was on the pamphlet that was called that they were handing out trying to recruit people back in that time and also in the 50s, and the pamphlet was titled, Why Should You Become a Klansman? And that was their main thing, keeping America American. And it was spelled with a K on both America and American. So obviously KKK, keeping American America. And that's a shame. And everybody should know that because, you know, we got to start paying attention to what the policies are of these politicians that we're going to elect or try to keep out of office in either case. Have to pay attention because these things matter. It may seem like, oh, that's just a slogan, but it matters to me. As an African-American woman, that matters to me because it makes me nervous about what are y'all trying to do.
Right.
I don't want to go back to those days. I saw it last night on a documentary on MSNBC about Barack Obama, and just seeing those pictures of the people marching to Selma and Martin Luther King and the hoses and the dogs, it always just hits home that 40 years ago, I wouldn't have had the same rights. 50 years ago, somebody would have sicked a dog on me if I tried to sit down somewhere and eat. And it, you know, it's important to know our history and to know where we come from and to know where we don't want to go back to.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. Totally right. I totally agree. And Katie, I heard you say the same thing. We're both in complete agreement there. I definitely don't want to go back. I am in no shape of inform what to go backwards, you know, and that's okay. I concur because we do need to pay attention to the way anybody, and I'm going to be neutral here or try to let's see how I try that, but you know, no matter where you, whether you're a Democrat, independent, or a Republican, you've got to be careful, you know, and what whoever is posting a slogan out there, because, you know, you look at it and you, like Lady Q, you just said, you know, somebody's probably reading it going, oh, okay, yeah, all right, I understand, you know. But as soon as you said that, I was in my mind, I'm automatically going, God, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, where have I heard that before? And then I got in the pit of my stomach, like, you know, for most women, that's our intuition. I got a negative, I mean, that little twinge, like, I'm not liking this. you know? And as you kept talking and everything, and you know, brought up the fact of history of KKK, I went, okay, see, knew I had heard it before. You know, people, read your history.
Yep.
Know what's going on, because half the time, I know my mom has already said it, and usually she refers to a dance or a pair of an outfit. She goes, wow, I should have kept whatever, because it comes right back. You know, I'm going to use that. Only thing about it is tick off, I should have kept. Sometimes politicians used what once was. And this is a perfect example.
And history repeats itself, and we don't need this history repeating itself. You know,
exactly.
And things have happened over and over in politics, over and over in history, and this is one of those times where we need to feel empowered as people and to know that we cannot just sit back and expect that somebody else is going to take care of it. And that's the scary thing about our current world, because everything is fast, all the news cycles, everything is fast, all the information is right there, and that makes people bored and kind of complacent. And people need to know that this is not something someone else is going to take care of. We need to take care of it. Nobody else marched. Martin Luther King and all of his people, they got out there and they marched for days and kept marching after they were arrested and beaten, and they kept going. And we have to do the same thing in our own way. Facebook, tweet, talk about it with your peer groups. Get involved. Volunteer. Knock on doors.
Buy a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving down the highway, put a bumper sticker. I mean, I don't care. But, yeah, I agree. You got to do something. You can't just sit around. I've been in politics, good Lord, 20-some years. I started right out of high school. so I have made phone calls, you know, canvassed, everything, getting ready to start again. I had one of the, and since Lady Q put it out there, she's an independent, I'm a Democrat. And I have worked for the Democratic Party, various campaigns, pretty much my entire life. And I've helped various influential people who have made it all the way to Senate and the House of Representatives, as well as to presidency. So, you know, you need to educate yourself so that you can educate your family, so the family can educate the friends, and it's a ripple effect. Again, I concur with what Lady Q is saying. You need to get out there. You need to do something. Stop sitting. Get your butt up. And if you want to sit, get on one of those committees where you just make a phone call. It takes, you know, 2 seconds out of your day to dial a number. If you speak to somebody, you speak to them. If not, move to the next. And you know, just give them the facts, give them what's going on with the issues, give them what's going on with the candidate. You know, if you're doing canvas, put the flyers out there. It takes an hour of your day. Believe me, I have a whole lot of extra time to give, but I'm going to give as I normally do each and every election year. I will be canvassing or doing something. Sometimes I'm multitasking doing them, but this year I'm going to try only do one at a time because of everything else. But you need to get out there. You know, you definitely need to get out there. If our own co-host, KD, from Jamaica, man, can get out here and spend money. And I'm going to keep harping about this until November. If our co-host can get out here and spend close to $700, people, close to $700 so that she can become a U.S. citizen, not just, you know, she wanted to do it anyway, but she also did it during an election year so that her voice, her vote, can be counted, then us who are born and raised for free, you get to vote for free, can get up here, absentee ballot, early ballot, on-time ballot, get your butt up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go down there and vote until 7 p.m. in most places. It just takes a few seconds, but the main thing you need to do is while before you get up there in November, you need to be listening to what each and every candidate, okay, I know, you know, Lady Q just said that the DNC, and for those of you who don't know, Democratic National Convention, if they can, you know, if when they're talking, you know, just couple of minutes. Some of y'all don't want to even listen to these politicians for a couple of minutes. They bore me. They aren't talking about anything. They were like, yeah, they are. They are talking about something that relates to you. See, this is why I shouldn't talk so much, y'all. Because I said I was trying to be, I was going to be neutral. And look at me. That's why y'all laugh. I started again. And you get me fired up. Y'all should see me. And wait till my co-host. Wait till y'all meet me in person. Because when I get really fired up, oh, Lord, you see it all in my face. But I'm telling them the truth. I'm not telling any lies. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm telling you exactly the facts that what y'all need to hear. You need to get out there. You need to get the facts. You need to get the facts about the issues. You need to get the facts about the candidate. And like Lady Q and I said, you know what our affiliations are. You know where we're going to vote. But we're not trying to sway your vote. Our main thing is get out there, learn what the issues are, learn how each party
represents
you is on it, and then vote that way. Vote the way that person, if they say that they're going to increase whatever, and if that's what you're feeling about, then that's what you vote about. But please, vote on the issues, not because, okay, you don't want Barack Obama back in because you feel that he didn't do nothing in 4 years. Hello, people, wake up. It was 4 years to try and clean up 8 to 12 years of mess. Hello.
You know, I saw a cartoon that represented that very well. You remember how the old old Peanut cartoons, and Lucy would always
fall
and pull it away when he'd come and kick it. And it was saying, you know, that's what blaming Obama for the last 4 years for not getting enough done is similar to. You know, y'all are holding the ball, but every time he comes up to kick it, you pull it away. The Congress is not allowing. Y'all are making votes. Like, I watched C-SPAN one night, and I was so upset. They literally called into a vote that they had already publicly said that they were going to do this. So they went, and they literally called it into service the time that they're going to do it, called the meeting, and then immediately closed it and said it was deadlocked, just so they can say officially we called it into vote and we considered it, even though they didn't. It was within seconds they closed it. Also, they could just block Obama. You know,
wow.
There's literally people on TV saying our main goal is to get Obama out of office. How can that be your main goal with people out of work, with people not having health care, with people having cancer and cannot get the critical things that they need? And your main goal is to get a man out of office? That's not why we vote, people. We vote for issues, not against issues. Like, people need to be educated and get their heads out of the sand.
Mm-hmm. Wake up.
Way more than 4 years to fix the mess that we were in. Way more than four. He needs a chance to fix it all.
Amen.
Sorry, I get fired up.
No, we're the two fired up people. Because I was back here going, yes, yes. And then I was like, okay, all right, and say something. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, and it's so true. You cannot fix it. You can't fix it in 4 years. You can't. You can't fix it in a day. I mean, that's just like your personal life. If you've got some issues going on, you can't snap your fingers and all of a sudden it's done. It takes time. Whether it's, oh, okay, my car broke down and I need to take it to a mechanic. Well, if you don't have that money, you're going to be walking, biking, using family and friends, public transportation, whatever it is, until that car is fixed. If you need a new place to stay, whether it's, you know, you're selling your house, getting a new rental, whatever, it takes time because you need to find that money. I mean, it all is a ripple effect. In this economy, health care, it takes time to fix. War, trying to get all of our troops back here, we can't just pull them out as much as we would all like to. Okay, Lady Q and I both said we're military press. We understand the military. It doesn't happen at a snap of the finger. No, the only thing that happens at a snap of the finger is if they say, okay, we need you to move from A to over there to Z, and that's what you better do and no questions asked. And the family in between, you better go, love you, and I hope and I pray and I will see you again. That's it. But getting them back, getting back from Z to A, that doesn't happen in a snap of a finger. So for those people who are not military people, you know, we thank you for your support. But please, you know, just support us, support our families. You know, don't go, oh, you know, anyway, I'm stopping. Because if I keep on going, we'll be on politics, military, everything. Exactly, Katie, until 9:30. I will keep on going, and I know Lady Q, we both got stuff on each subject. We'll be going and going, and Katie be like, okay, my co-hosts have gone off on tangents. I need to reel them, and they should do us a cartoon. Oh, I wonder what we would look like. The keeping it real cartoon characters. That'd be kind of cute. Oh, yeah. I don't know, though. They might have your, hey, Lady Q, your mouth and my mouth would be really big.
That's okay. I don't mind. My mouth is big. Anybody who knows, I have a hard time shutting it, so it's all good.
Exactly. And they'll have. I don't know. What do you think, Katie? What would they have you looking like?
My air's gonna be really big because I'm listening all the time.
Yes. Our mouths will be on, both of our mouths will be on one, you know, both sides. So I'll have like the right or the left, and she'll have the right or the left, and then your ears are like, and you'd be like standing with your hands on your hip going, shaking your head, and I'm going, like, these women never shut up.
That would be so cute.
That would be.
Oh, that's just too funny. And at the bottom, our slogan, keeping it real. just saying, keep it real. Anyway, sorry. But yes, because y'all know we could go on with this. These are touchy subjects, and then we could go on and on until 9:30 because there's so much. I mean, we're just touching the surface. We're just touching the surface because our main goal is, you know, getting you out there. That's why we're talking about this. It's just for you, our fellow man, our fellow female. If you haven't registered, that's another thing. If you haven't registered, please register. You still have time. I feel like I'm like a commercial. But anyway, all of a sudden I feel like I was one of those infomercials. But anyway, if you have not registered, register. You still have time to register, as far as I know. I think so. Yes, because what's this? This is September? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you. I think you only have like a couple more weeks before. Huh?
They got time.
Yeah, they have time. Yeah. You have time, you know, to still register for your vote to count this year. I mean, hello, it's possible. So if you haven't registered, go to your local voter registration office. If you don't know where that is, doggone it, just go to a state office. Most state offices can point you in the right direction of where you need to be.
Motor vehicle. You can go to motor vehicle and get registered. You can get online and register online.
You can go to so many. Civic group, Salvation Army. Everybody has these voter registrations.
Everybody has stuff. And if you see anybody who's canvassing, shoot, we usually have the forms with you because I sure enough did four years ago. I registered a whole bunch of people knocking on the door, knock, knock, knock. Hi, can I sit to you? Yeah, exactly. And I definitely registered some people and turned around and mailed it to the registrar's office. So, you know, there's still time. Get out there. That's our main point, is just vote for the issues. Vote for the issues. Yeah. Ladies. I'm going to play a song. Do we want to play something by our wonderful guest that was last week, or do y'all want to hear something different?
Of course, Jay Silver.
Any particular song? Or you just want me to... How did I not know that from Katie? We are going to... And you know what, Katie? I already had it pumped up for you, too, ready? We're going to listen to Activate by Jay Silva, who was our wonderful, wonderful guest last week. We'll be right back.
You. no doubt you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? Then seem to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear? Then prove to be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why. Why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do? Then seem to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear?
I'm busting. they blow 10 bucks like mine. Mississippi River with these brines. Flow go harder than cocaine line. Fuck the time, let me turn that thing up. Fire retarded, but my name go flame. I'm controlling these niggas. I'm fucking iron. See that stuff with a cocaine mine. I don't know nothing else but to hit the track like Usain Bolt. Some of y'all beat on my chest while I break the record and where to go. I got the heart, I got the soul. He got the beat, he got the flow. I got the sweet, he got the. But I got the flame and I'm down the road. My mic is gold. MCs ain't word bitches. That's clear. These are my heart and NPC. Man, these beats just flow through me. PCP couldn't be more dope. But ain't gonna best, couldn't be more colder. Make my beats with a heart of a soldier. I did flow just first, just flow just all that I chose ya. Hey, nigga, play games. Ain't pointing no fingers, ain't saying no names. I'm cocking my thing and I'm about to take aim. And when y'all let it rain, I'm gonna bust.
Forgive our laughter as we come back on. But you know what? That is a great way to come back on the air. We were chit-chatting off the air, and Lady Q is just too funny. Shout out to DL, because DL, she loves your soul.
No, that's not what I was saying. I wasn't saying that. I was saying that there was no music, and I didn't understand what you were doing. My mama said my roots are blonde. My roots are blonde sometimes, and I get a little like, what? So I was sorry.
That's okay, but I all I know is that Katie and I think we're on the same page. We heard it differently, but that's okay.
Yes.
It's all right. You go. It's all right. Anyway, the last three songs that you just heard were by Jay Silva, Activate, Being Ignored by Lene Michelle, and our last one was Bussin' by DL, who also was a guest on our show actually the beginning of August. So, who helped us kick off our new show title, Keeping It Real. So shout out to our three wonderful musicians, artists, creative engineers, shouting out and supporting our local come-ups. That's what Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio is all about. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about politics, voting. Do it. Just do it. That's going to be it. I'm not going to go any further back into that. Just do it. We gave a shout out to our wonderful kids who either have been in school for a week or 2 weeks or just started today. And then we shout out our military because it was Labor Day weekend. And that's what better reason than to shout out our military. We should shout them out every day. If you can. I personally, what I try to do is also, if I see somebody dressed in some form or fashion in military attire, I just say thank you. It's amazing what that does to them. I mean, you don't even have to say much. You don't got to go up there with them. Just as you're walking by, thank you. That's it.
They
love it. I've been doing it for years. I did it the other day when we were shopping for school stuff. We were in the mall, and my daughter was with me. And normally, you know, she's, you know, singing and dancing ahead of me or behind me. And this time she was actually right beside me. And I go, and there was this woman, you know, shout out to the female military as well, but just everybody in general. But there was this woman military, and she was dressed in her fatigues. And she, you know, walked by me, and I said, thank you. And my daughter came up to me, and she just went, Mommy, what did she do? I said, what do you mean, what did she do? She said, but you thank that woman, what did she do? I said, baby, she gave us freedom, and she's continuing to give us freedom. People like her, military individuals who wear that or any other form of a military outfit is allowing you to be free and to be, you know, where we are right now and not have to worry about somebody coming in and bombing this, you know, mall. I mean, I was just giving her all these little different little scenarios. It was a very, if any of you have kids and when they're that young, they ask a ton of questions, so you can't just say, like, oh, freedom, because next thing you know, she had all these other questions, so I had to go into detail. But I told her, I said, you know what, the next time you see somebody, I want you to say thank you with mommy. I said, next time you just, all I got to do is just say thank you. And sure enough, like, of course, you know, I'm in Virginia, so there's nothing but military up and down the Hampton Roads, you know, area. And sure enough, like, what, 20 minutes later, another military person comes by. And before I could even say thank you, my daughter said thank you. So, lead by example, people, lead by example. So that's what we've been talking about. One other thing that we wanted to do is, wow, and very devastating news, as most of you know, as of yesterday we all found out, and it's been on the news. I found out late yesterday evening about Michael Clark Duncan. So, you know, rest in peace. Our hearts and prayers goes out to his family, his girlfriend, and I'm not going to pronounce that name. I couldn't pronounce it when she was on the reality show. I'm not going to try and pronounce it now. If one of my lovely co-hosts would like to, you know, save me by pronouncing it, go right ahead. Okay, that's a no. So that just tells you none of us wants to mess up her name.
It's Omarosa.
Oh, see, there you go. There
you go. There you go.
Her. We're our hearts and our prayers are with her and his family and everything, because he was, in my opinion, this is my opinion, was an awesome you know, actor. I wish I had the privilege of working with him. I did not. I wish I did, but I would have loved to. But you know, I don't know how many times Green Mile came out, and that's a long movie. Anybody who's watched it, that's a long movie. And I have the attention span, I think, because that's why I'm always multitasking, but my attention span is very short. It's like, okay, I'm doing all this, all right, get to the point. Like, even when people are telling me things, I'm looking at them going, in my mind, I'm thinking, uh-huh, mm-hmm, okay. And the point to this story is eventually you're going to get to it. But, you know, I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. But this movie, you know, it captivated you. It kept you. It, you know, you to me, I didn't feel like, oh, God, all right, it's already, you know, an hour and a half and it's not ending type of thing. It was like, wow. So, I, you know, that's just me. My co-host, buddy, anything y'all want to say?
My prayers go out to his family, and just rest in peace. He's in a better place.
Yeah, he's probably laughing at us right now.
Yes.
That's it. Condolences to everybody, you know, who knew him. It was a very sad situation. So my condolences.
Yeah. But you know what? Another thing about his death is something that, you know, we need to touch on, is awareness of our health.
Oh, my gosh, I was just thinking that. That is creepy.
You know, we are so in sync on this show. But, I mean, seriously. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, the man was, what, 54? 54. Mm-hmm. We have to be cautious. We have to be careful. We need to be conscious of our health, because you can be 18. You can be 70. You can be 102. Age is just a number. But when the health factor, whatever the disease, whatever it is, whether it's a heart attack or whatever it is, it doesn't know that number. It doesn't know. You can be a child. Wait a minute. Hold the presses. Stop. You can be a baby and born with whatever the disease is, or whatever the complication is. It does not know numbers. It doesn't. He was 54. Supposedly, he thought in good health, you know, on his stride. From what I read earlier or late last night, he just finished two movies or sitcoms or whatever that are going to be coming out soon. So, you know, he had other stuff on the horizon. That's one person. You're one person. We're all one person. And I'm at fault to this myself. I am not good, and I'm up here advocating for it, but I'm even bad at it. I make sure the kids go to their doctors. But sometimes I go, if you know, oh shoot, you know, I need to set that appointment up, and I start flipping, you know, the calendar. When am I going to fit that in? Oh, I'll do it next month. Or I'll do it in 6 months. We need to stop. We all need to stop. Because whatever's going on in the ticker, in the body, in that vessel right now, may be the thing that's going to shut you down in a couple of hours. You know, he was supposedly doing fine, right, ladies? Doing fine. They thought he was going to be okay, come home, and look what happened. He closed his eyes, and our Heavenly Father, our Great Spirit, our Buddha, our whoever you worship, Allah, said, it's time to come home. I need you more here. So, women, there's breast checks. We need to be checking ourselves.
Absolutely.
Need to be checking yourself. Need to be checking yourself. And then if you feel the slightest to what you're normally feeling, then you need to be calling the doctor or just going in and going, you know what, I felt this. I don't know if you have an appointment today, but we need to figure out when the first earliest appointment that you do have, and I'll wait. You know, if you have to do that, get off work. Can't be playing. I'd rather, you know. Exactly. You can't play. And don't be, you know, what? Go ahead.
I was going to say just a connection to the previous political topic. I just had my yearly.
Love how we connect stuff. I love how we connect.
So I went to the doctor, and I had, you know, just my yearly well woman checkup. And guess what? Completely free, no copay. Thank you, Mr. Obama. So there's another reason to go get free right now, people.
And that's
considered expensive care.
Why a lot of people don't go to the doctor, because they don't have the insurance and stuff like that. So that leads to go out and vote for the right thing.
Absolutely. And there you go. There you go. Connection, connection, connection. It all connects. It all connects. Health, care, women, men, free, Obama, hello. And all I said was, you know, those key words. That's it. Doop, 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 boop. There you go. We're done, ladies. That was it. I mean, that was great. I mean, I think our show just... Oh, that was our show. We're done. Yay. Okay, no, we're just joking. We're just joking, people. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, but ladies, you know what, men, hello, colon cancer, y'all don't like it, but you need to do it. Mm-hmm. You need to do it. Carry your little butt up on in there, drink that nasty stuff they give you, and go on in there and get it done. Women, we also have to have that type of procedure, so don't just think it's because we need to do the breasts and our wellness. We also are supposed, as we get up there in age, you know, you need to also have that procedure done as well. It is no joke. Cancer does not know age, race, ethnic background. You know, breast cancer doesn't know age, ethnic background. Cancer is period, heart attacks. I mean, it doesn't matter. Diabetes.
Oh, Lord, diabetes.
Okay? It doesn't know. There does not know genders. It doesn't know age. It doesn't know color, race. It doesn't know. All they know is that you got red blood in your cells running through your body and your veins. That's all these diseases know. And they feed off of that. And they continue. And they continue and they grow and they grow. Some things are passed. They're hereditary. If you are not sure that what's in your family, go get yourself checked out. Start talking to the family that you do still have alive. Figure out what's going on in your family history. Because, you know, as our elders pass and leave us, so does their knowledge. You need to get that knowledge about your health and your family. And for your children's sake. I'm a single parent, so I'm going to touch on these single moms and these single dads. For your children's sake, find out your partner's history, their family history. If they don't know, hello, call mama and daddies, grandpas, granddad, grandmas. Find out for your children's sake. They need to know. My daughter has sickle cell trait, you know, but luckily, I mean, I knew her father's history while we were together. He had several attacks while we were together. But so I already knew. There was a 50-50 chance that my daughter was going to have anything. And his kids, there are two with the trait and two without. My daughter just happened to be, exactly, my daughter just happened to be the luck of the draw to have one of the one, be one of the ones that has the trait. Know your partner's history. So now for the rest of her life, she's perfectly fine. She does not have the disease, but she's a carrier. So if she would, if she does not want to have a child to have the actual blown disease, she has to make sure that whatever her partner is does not have the trait. And then, you know, there's a 50-50 chance that they won't have the disease, but there's, you know. So she has all those different things to, you know, consider. So definitely, whether, you know, parents, get your partner's history. Know the history. And know it for yourself, you know. Especially, hello, I'm going to, ladies, I'm going to touch on something deeper. People don't want to talk about this. Y'all know what I'm going to talk about? Since we're talking about health and knowing your partner. Hello, sexually transmitted diseases, AIDS. HIV. What did you say, Katie?
The nasty pastor.
Exactly. I mean, hello. Y'all know it. Some of y'all are like, in those couple of questions when you're getting to know you phase, we've had our dating series a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about, you know, asking the, you know, the partner's questions and stuff. Hello. This is one of those questions. These are the types of questions you need to find out. You don't got to find it out on the first date. Unless you're one of those people who, you know, and if that's you are, okay, more power to you. I'm not going to judge. But, you know, hopefully down the road as you're getting to know your partners, and males, y'all need to do it too, to the females, you need to find out these questions. You need to know, when was the last time you had a HIV test? You know, when was the last time you were tested for anything? I mean, you need to know these things because
you had
our bot. Right, because our bodies are hosts. Our bodies are hosts. They are hosts. So we may not have the full-blown disease or trait or whatever, but our bodies carry things. Our bodies carry it. And if you go from one partner to one partner to one partner without getting tested or being unprotected, you're carrying somebody else. And I'm not saying it's you, ladies and gentlemen, but it could be your the partner you just left. That person might have had something and you didn't ask before you laid down. Mm-hmm. Or you didn't, you were unprotected. So you need to, you know, ask those questions.
Super personal to me. Just yet again, another passion of mine. If y'all can't tell by now, I have 1,000.
I know you and I do. We do have 1,000. Hey, you know what, Lady Q? I think we're going to have to, behind the scenes, we're going to have a conversation, the three of us. And Katie, we're going to have to come up with a passion for you. Because Lady Q and I got thousands. We could go on and on, but we don't have to find a passion so that you can handle
it. Plenty.
Well, her passion.
Well, no. Not sports and not nothing to do with football.
No. Her passions are entertainment and Jamaica and Tim. That's a passion of hers, I'm so sure.
Oh. Okay.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about.
Traveling, everything. I'm just an all-around type of girl.
Okay, well, and ladies and gentlemen, she doesn't mean it the way we were talking about it, since that comes like right behind of us saying, you know, HIV. That's not what she's talking about. Anyway, go ahead, Lady Key. Go finish your statement.
I was just going to say it was personal to me. I had to have the STD conversation on my second date with my husband. It was the first. I don't know if it should have been, but definitely the second. And I am one of the people that a partner that I had previously had something, passed it along to me. I now have herpes, something that I will have for the rest of my life. It's something that people need to know about. People don't want to talk about it. They're kind of embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed because it's a part of my history, and it's important for people to know that 8 out of 10 people have herpes. The reason that's important, because that's more prevalent than AIDS, and people think, oh, AIDS, HIV, it's not going to happen to me. These STDs, people are real. They don't have names. They don't have They don't have anybody on them. They are real. And please believe me when I say you can't look at a person and tell they're sick. That is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. The person I got it from was a carrier, had no symptoms, no anything, and was just a carrier. Like Nikki was saying, your bodies can be carriers. Some people don't have symptoms and never have symptoms but carry the diseases within their body and can therefore spread it to hundreds of people and not even know. That is a very important fact. That's the reason why herpes is spread so quickly, because there are plenty of, I think it's 27% of people that have it are just simply carriers. They have, never have symptoms at all, never have any
right.
outbreaks.
No breakout, nothing.
No, nothing. And it is important for people to know that, because you can't just be complacent and say, okay, well, what's your AIDS results? Okay, you're clean, well, good. We're going to just go around and raw dog it. Excuse my brashness, but I have to be just very clear about what people are doing. We have to be responsible, because that conversation is uncomfortable. Once you have it and you've got to move on in your dating life, I was young when this happened to me, and I was devastated. I went through a depression, and I thought, well, there goes my chance of ever having kids, of ever being loved, of anything, because I had no idea what this meant, because now I have to go forward and have this really awkward conversation. And it was awkward. It was terribly awkward, but Calvin was the first person that I had to sit down and have a conversation with, and it turned out to be great. I went to a group, what is it called, like a support group, and got information on how to talk to your partner about it. If anybody's listening and you're dealing with some of stuff like that and you feel alone, you don't know who to talk to, there are support groups out there that meet, just like AA or any other support groups, and they have great information. Your local health department, any doctor's offices, they're confidential, and they can give you all this information. Herpes.com is a place where you can go and get lots of information. You can also meet other people on there to talk about it so you're not alone. Everybody needs to know this is important. STDs are real. And some of them get to be lucky and just live with them for the rest of your life, or you can get rid of them with some penicillin. Some of them, they will kill you. And sex is not that important to die for.
And people need to be more honest and letting their partners know that they have it, because it's a lot of people that I've heard of two similar situations from a friend of mine telling me that friends of his have been in situation where they're slept with that person and now they're HIV positive, and they're like, why didn't you tell me? And they're like, well, you didn't ask. And I think that's just wrong, and that's leading to the story with the pastor that slept with all the people in the congregation, and he was HIV positive as well. I think that's just wrong, knowing that you're carrying this disease and you're not telling anyone and trying to protect yourself and other people.
Right, I agree. I think when they're doing that, when they know they're infected and they're infecting other people, whether it's herpes or HIV or whatever the disease is, you know, that's, as to me, that's just like you came in my house or in my job or on the street and you pulled a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I look at that, because I'm going, now you have just basically killed the life that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you know, if it's something that I, you know, I'm gonna move forward, but the life I knew is now gone. And that's kind of the same thing every time we've seen these terrorist attacks and, you know, hear about gunfire and or gang shootings or whatever it is, you know, and those people, those survivors, they'll move on, but they're going to change the way they do things now. You know, and that's, I can't stand it, because I, you know, like Katie said, you know, I can't stand it when I hear about individuals or stories where somebody knew they were infected and they purposely didn't say anything, didn't wear protection, and then that person is now infected, and then you turn around and you go and you do it to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else.
Right.
You're a killer. That's basically, you know, what you are. Just because, you know, you have the disease doesn't mean that you need to come out and become a killer. And that is what they have become, because they may not have a gun. They may not have a knife. They may not have, you know, a car, you know, where they're going to hit you. You know, it may not be any of those things, but they have killed you with a life-threatening disease in some cases, you know. And it's just, I told you, our passions, they get us riled up. I'm Yeah. I tell you, if I could, like, speak to, like, on all these different topics of things that I have such a passion for, I probably would never have a full-time job. People could just pay me just to go around, you know, the country and the world, just speaking in, from my heart and my soul of how I feel and what people need to hear. You know, hey, if anybody's listening, yeah, you know, the three of us don't mind traveling.
Not at all.
We don't mind. We have tons of passions about various things, and if you want to, you know, book us, please hit us up on Facebook. We have our own page now. That's right. We have our own page now. We've got 54 strong. We need to, please, we would love more because we're going to start putting a lot of more stuff on our page that we probably won't comment on the air, something that hits us. You know, we're all three of us are posting things. So please, you know, definitely go like our page. Keeping It Real with the three as the E with Nikki Outlaw. We would appreciate it. We love the fans so far that have liked us. We thank you. We appreciate it. Please continue to support us as we go on this ride wherever it may take us. Yep. Wow. Man, we've had some strong topics today that have definitely touched home on so many levels. So just to recap, ladies and gentlemen, please, the main thing is vote. The second main thing is take care of your health. Take care of your health. Take care of you. Take care of your body. Go to the doctor. Get your wellness visits. Get your checkups. If you feel in the lump for women, you know, so feeling anything abnormal, go. Don't go, I'll do it tomorrow. Go today. Men and women, get your colon checked. Just health. Keep yourself healthy, you know. Stop going to McDonald's every day. You know, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying don't do it every day. You know, sit at home, eat a salad, eat a home-cooked meal, have a tilapia, whiting, herring, catfish, whatever fish you want with some steamed vegetables. And if you have to have, you know, broccoli and cheese, some mashed potatoes, something but healthy at home cooking. If you want chicken, have, you know, a couple of fried every now and then and some baked. You know, some casseroles. I mean, just, you know, I'm just saying. We need some home cooking up in here. Katie, why are you laughing? You know I'm telling the truth.
I cook every day.
Okay, well, then you need to send some my way. If it weren't for my family, oh, Lord, I tell you. I have to, honestly, because of the kids and my family, I have to go, okay, you have to cook tonight. Or, you know, my mom, thank God, I love my mom for, you know, because me and the kids will be running around, and now that school's in, we're going to run around even more. Sometimes we get home, and she already has it, and we're just, you know, go to the table and keep on moving. So I'm very, knock on wood, thankful for having her in our lives. Very thankful. So, yes. All right, ladies, I am going to play Dance Again by Brandon Kane. We need a little upbeat stuff going on, hopefully. This is it.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down, and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world, no, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long. I'm running but I can't escape you.
Here on this dance floor, so I'm never gonna dance
now, I'm wildin' now, cause I feel like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like I barely got a grip. Ooh, I miss your body again.
You do this to me. in the river, you cry. Baby, you grown so bitter inside. Living, you learn. Sitting, you try. To get what you earn, so difficult, right? Mama, I so been looking for a future. I heard you been looking for a suitor. Heart need mending, looking for the sutures. Losers turn you to a beggar from a chooser. But I chose you, so you owe me. At least been a girl, something on the low key. And by the end of the night, if you chose me, maybe I can go and slip you out your hosiery. I'm something like a boss, no cliche. No, so put my number in your phone as a keepsake. And every weekday, dream of the weekend. I'ma put you to bed and you can sleep in.
That was Elle Renee, You Don't Have to Cry. And right before that, that was Brandon Kane, Dance Again. And again, this is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw and my wonderful co-host KD and Lady Q on Lawless Radio under Lawless Entertainment, supporting our local come-ups. And we hope that you join our other shows on this Lawless Radio on Wednesdays, The Grime with our chairman, TL, and Raw with Catrice on Thursday nights. We have been talking about a lot of heavy topics tonight, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening, yes, we've been laughing, we've been cutting up, but you know what? We've been serious. Nothing that we have said tonight is actually, you know, it's not funny. We want you to vote. It's not funny. We want you to, you know, have good health so that your family and your friends aren't one day talking to you and the next day wake up and, you know, because you didn't go check for breast cancer or colon cancer or find out because you were stressing so hard about that next promotion or whatever it is, and then you had a, you know, massive heart attack that couldn't be helped when it could have if you had just, you know, slowed down a little bit. You know, whatever it is, everything that we bring to you on Keeping It Real is from our hearts, it's from our soul, it's our passion. We're just talking to you as if you're our girlfriends sitting in the living room or, you know, out on girls' night or our guy friends doing the exact same thing. But whatever it is, we're talking to you as if you're our friends right next door and is giving you the information that you need. And those, if things are what we were talking about today, you know, vote. Just do it. If you're not registered, there are millions and millions of ways out there to get registered. Just ask. Just ask. Go to your doctors. Go to your clinics. Obama has allowed you to have, as Lady Q has said, free healthcare. Learn the issues. Don't just go and vote because, okay, Barack Obama, he's in office and he's black. You know, he is doing stuff. It took this country over 4 years. It took this country over six. It took this country over eight and probably and longer to get into the economic debt that we are in, to get into the where we are when it comes to health care, where people are out here who are sick and dying because they can't afford it. We could go on with the different topics, the different issues. But the main thing is get yourself educated. Go out here. Read. They're on the television, CNN, C-SPAN. Oh, God. MSN isn't even on anymore, right? Didn't they get bought out? They got bought out by somebody. Oh. I can't. MSN, or is that the website? Anyway, MSNBC. MSNBC. It's not MSNBC anymore. It's something else. It's something else. Anyway, I know NBC bought out MSNBC first, so it's no longer MS. Anyway, whatever it is, you know, go out here to the local, you know, you need to get your information, you know, whether it's the paper, the internet, your phone, the television. you know, exactly. Google it. If you're not listening to it live, you know, Google. Find out what's going on. Go to the candidates' web pages themselves and actually look. I did this. You know, I did it 4 years. I'll do it again, even though I know who I'm going to vote for. I'm still going, you know, when I start canvassing, I got to be able to have that information at my fingertips for when somebody else comes up to me going, nope, Mitt Romney said it, I said this. And I go, oh, really? Well, let me really educate you about Mitt Romney. You know, you got to have your information in front of you, you know, and you got to also have, you know, be able to have it in front of you and say, okay, let me educate you about Barack Obama.
Mm.
You know, you need to have your information. We said it at the very beginning of this show, education is power. Knowledge is power. Read, read, read. Research, research, research. And for some of you who don't want to read, hello, they have plenty of apps out there that you can download or that you can buy that will read the information to you. No excuse. Educate yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Educate yourselves. Ladies, we only have a few more minutes. You want to say anything about this or talk about one more thing? I think we have one more thing we could talk about, pick whatever it is, for at least a couple of minutes before we shut it down for the night.
Oh, sorry. That was my cue.
I know. Come on, Lady Q. You know, we've been...
on the health topic, I told my husband I would bring this up. Sleep apnea, if we were talking about health care, is very serious. If you know of anybody who, you know, pay attention to your loved ones. If you know of anybody who snores and it just seems like, oh, they snore really, really loud, but listen carefully. If they're holding their breath when they're sleeping or anything like that, please encourage them to go have a sleep test. It is very simple. You just go in, they hook you up, and they watch you sleep, basically, and it can save your life. Reggie White was a football player. I think 4 or 5 years ago, I may be off on the time, passed away from sleep apnea. Shaq has recently been diagnosed. His girlfriend made him go get tested. I made my husband go get tested when we first got together because it was very scary. It can lead to diabetes. It can lead to stroke. It can lead to erectile dysfunction. It can lead to all sorts of complications and problems. It is very serious. So please, if you know anybody, go get tested. It's a very easy test, and it can be cured very, very easily. That was my spiel on that.
And it was a good spiel. It fits in exactly to what we've been talking about tonight, which is politics and health care. You know, ladies and gentlemen, she is very, very adamant and very true. Everything she said to you is the truth. It's real. It's not, you know, don't just get up and go into the other room because you can't sleep because the person next to you is snoring. Pay attention. My mother has it, and it's very scary if you're, you know, knowing or living with people who have it because of the way they snore before they even get tested. If you're in another room and you can hear it, and then all of a sudden they just stop,
mm-hmm.
That's a breath. That's a breath. That could have been their last breath. Don't just assume that all of a sudden, oh, God, thank God, I can get some sleep. They've stopped. Get up. Go check them. Because while you're thinking that you're now getting some sleep, they could have taken their last breath.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It is very serious. All three of us right now, as we're talking to you, knows individuals who has this, who are dear to our hearts. So we strongly encourage the women of Keeping It Real, strongly encourage you to go out and vote. We strongly encourage you to get yourself healthy and keep yourself healthy, get tested, as well as when it comes down to sleep apnea, if you know somebody, pay attention. Listen to the rhythm of how they're snoring. Listen to how they're snoring. Not just, you know, is it quick breaths? Is it these long breaths? I mean, any little thing, pay attention. Do they do it when they're mainly on their back? Do they do it when they're on their side? Are they on their stomach? What's going on when they're doing? I mean, all these little things, because for me, when I had my mom go, sometimes they ask the person that's with them, that family person, that partner, that wife, okay, what did you see? What did you hear? There's all these surveys. They have to fill this out. It is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. People You know, we go to sleep. Those of us who don't have it, you go to sleep, you hope and pray, you wake up the next morning. These individuals hope and pray even further because that breath that they take when they're just sleeping can be their last. And you're thinking that they're coughing, okay, they'll be okay. Sometimes that coughing is trying for them. They're trying to wake themselves up. They're trying to gasp for air. And I mean, I'm not trying. Exactly. So, you know, we try to educate. That's what we try to do on this show. We're keeping it real, but for those of you who have followed us from May 1st to now, we educate, we motivate, we try to inspire. And that's what we've been doing tonight. Tonight was education on so many levels. So we hope that if we haven't done anything besides make you laugh, we have educated you tonight on so many things, from military to politics to healthcare to recognizing symptoms of so many things. Like I said before, when it comes to health, diseases, anything that's wrong with the body does not know age, does not know color, does not know creed or ethnic background. It knows that the body is a host and you are the carrier. So, yeah. Okay, ladies, we have 2 minutes and we cannot end our show on a dead note, on a bad note like that. That sounds so like, oh, God. Oh, I know what I want to end it on. And for those of you who are fans, and if you are already fans of our, liking our Facebook page, you know that our co-host here, Katie and Lady Q, have a nice little friendly competition going on between the Redskins and the Cowboys. So if you are, yeah, go ahead, shout for your team. Come on.
Don't stay over there groaning. It's okay. I got your shirt on order. Are you a medium? I have it on order.
If you don't know by now, let me just say that, yes, our co-host, KD, is Redskins, Lady Q is Cowboys. And what's going on is that the team that has the most wins at the end of the season, whoever loses, drum roll please, my counter co-host, the team that loses, will be wearing the other person that won paraphernalia. So if KD, the Redskins, lose, she will be wearing Cowboy paraphernalia and we'll be putting pictures up on Facebook. If Lady Q Cowboys lose,
not going to happen.
She's going to be wearing the Redskins paraphernalia and we're going to put those pictures up. So please, we ask that you join in. If there's something else going on out there that you might want to add to the little wager, post it to our Facebook Keeping It Real page or mine if you can't find the Keeping It Real and I'll direct you. Otherwise, we love you. We thank you for your support, and we ask that you continue to keep it real with the issues, with the topics, and with yourself. And this is my co-host and I. Peace, love you, support our local come up.
Lawless.